June 15, 1926, how the nothing is frightened and trembles under the all. How the Virgin loves her celestial children and performs in heaven her office of mother. Just as knowledge gave life to the fruits of redemption, so it will give life to the fruits of the divine will. I was feeling all full of defects, especially because of the great repugnance I feel when it comes to writing of the intimate things between myself and our Lord. The weight I feel is so great, that I don't know what I would do in order not to do it. And since the obedience of the one who is above me imposes itself, though I would like to oppose myself and tell my reasons for not doing it, I always end up surrendering. So, having gone through a similar contrast, I felt full of defects and totally bad. Therefore, as Blessed Jesus came, I told him, "Jesus, my life, have pity on me, look at how full of defects I am, and how much badness there is in me." And he, all goodness and tenderness, told me, "My daughter, do not fear, I am here, watching over you and keeping your soul in custody, so that not even the slightest sin may enter into your soul. And where you or others see defects and badnesses, I find none. Rather, I see that your nothing feels the weight of the all. In fact, the more I elevate you intimately to me and I make known to you what the all wants to do with your nothing, the more you feel your nothingness and, almost frightened and crushed under the all, you would want escape from manifesting and, even more, from writing on paper that which the all wants to make of this nothing of yours. More so since, as much reluctance as you feel, I always win and make you do what I want." This happened also to my celestial mama, when she was told, "I hail you, Mary, full of grace. You will conceive the Son of God." On hearing this, she was frightened, she trembled, and said, "How can this happen?" But she ended up saying, "Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum." She felt all the weight of the all over her nothing and, naturally, she was frightened. So, when I manifest to you what I want to do with you, and your nothing is frightened, I see the fright of the Sovereign Queen being repeated. And compassionating you, I lift your nothing, I strengthen it, that it may endure sustaining the all. Therefore, do not be concerned about this, but rather, think of letting the all operate in you. Then, after this, I was doing my usual acts in the supreme volition, embracing everything and everyone to be able to bring to my Creator the acts of all as one single act. Now, while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and embracing everything together with me, he united himself with me, doing what I was doing. Then, all love, he told me, "My daughter, I love so much the acts done in my will, that I myself take on the commitment to keep them in custody in the unity of my supreme light, in such a way as to render them inseparable from me and from my own acts. If you knew how jealous I am of these acts, how they glorify me in a holy divine way. It can be said that each of these acts is a new feast that starts in the whole creation and in the whole celestial fatherland. Flowing in my will like ray of light, these acts bring new joys, feasts and happinesses wherever my will is. These acts are the joys, the feasts and the happiness that the creature forms in the will of her Creator. And do you think it is trivial that the creature can form and bring feast, joy and happiness to her Creator and wherever our will reigns?" The same happened with my Queen Mama. As she always operated in the unity of the light of the Supreme Will, all of her acts, her office of mother, her rights of queen remained inseparable from her Creator. So much so, that when the Divinity unleashes the acts of beatitude to make the whole celestial fatherland happy, it unleashes with them all the acts of the celestial Mama. So, all the saints feel invested, not only with our joys and beatitudes, but also with the maternal love of their mother, with the glory of their queen, and with all of her acts converted into joys for the whole celestial Jerusalem. Every fiber of her maternal heart loves all the children of the celestial fatherland with love of mother, and she shares her joys of mother and her glory of queen with everyone. So, on earth she was mother of love and of sorrow for her children, who cost her so much as the life of her son God, and by virtue of the unity of the light of the Supreme which she possessed, her acts remained inseparable from ours. While in heaven she is mother of love, of joys and of glory for all of her celestial children. So, all the saints have greater love, more glory and more joys, by virtue of their mother and sovereign queen. Therefore, I love so much one who lives in my will, that I lower myself to her, to do what she does together with her, to raise her up to the bosom of the Eternal One, to render her act one with her Creator. After this, I remained thinking about the blessed will of God, and many things wandered through my mind, which it is not necessary to put on paper. And my sweet Jesus, coming back, added, "My daughter, the triumph of my will is connected with creation and with redemption. It can be called one single triumph. Since a woman was the cause of the ruin of man, it was a virgin woman that, after 4,000 years, letting my humanity, united to the Eternal Word, be born of her, provided the remedy for the ruin of fallen man. Now that the remedy for man is formed, is my will alone to be left without its full completion, while it has its prime act both in creation and in redemption? This is why, after 2,000 years more, we have chosen another virgin as the triumph and fulfillment of our will, forming its kingdom in your soul and making itself known. With its knowledge, my will has given you its hand to raise you to living in the unity of its light, so that you may form your life in it and the divine will may form its life in you. And having formed its dominion in you, it forms the connection through which to communicate its dominion to the other creatures. And just as, in descending into the womb of the Immaculate Virgin, the Word did not remain in it for her alone, but I formed the connection of communication for creatures, and I gave myself to all and as a remedy for all, the same will happen with you. By having formed its kingdom in you, my supreme volition forms the communications to make itself known to creatures. Everything I have told you about it, the knowledges I have given you, the way and the how of the living in my will, my making known to you how it wants, how it yearns for man to return into its arms and enter once again into his origin of the eternal will from which he came, are all ways of communication, bonds of love, transmission of light, a breeze to make them breathe the air of my will and therefore disinfect the air of the human will, and a mighty wind to conquer and uproot the most rebellious wills. Each knowledge I have given you about my will contains a creative power, and everything is in letting these knowledges out, because the power they contain will know how to breach its way into the hearts, to submit them to its dominion. Did the same perhaps not happen in redemption? As long as I remained with my mama in the hidden life of Nazareth, everything was silent around me, although this hiddenness of mine, together with the celestial queen, served in an admirable way to form the substance of redemption and so that I might announce myself as being already present in their midst. But when did its fruits communicate themselves in the midst of the peoples? When I went out in public, made myself known, and spoke to them with the power of my creative word. And as all that I did and said spread and keeps spreading still now in the midst of the peoples, then did the fruits of redemption have their effects, and still do. Indeed, my daughter, if no one had known that I had come upon earth, redemption would have been something dead and without effects for creatures. So, knowledge gave life to its fruits. The same will be for my will. Knowledge will give life to the fruits of my will. This is why I wanted to renew what I did in redemption, choosing another virgin, remaining hidden with her for 40 years and more, segregating her from everyone as if in a new Nazareth, to be free with her to tell the whole story, the prodigies and the goods contained in it, so as to be able to form the life of my will in you. And just as I chose Saint Joseph to be together with me and my mama, as our cooperator, tutor and vigilant sentry for me and for the sovereign queen, in the same way, I have placed near you the vigilant assistance of my ministers, as cooperators, tutors and depositories of the knowledges, goods and prodigies contained in my will. And since my will wants to establish its kingdom in the midst of peoples, through you I want to deposit this celestial doctrine in my ministers as my new apostles, so that first I may form with them the link of connection with my will, and then they may transmit it into the midst of peoples. If it were not so, or were not to be so, I would not have insisted so much on having you write, nor would I have permitted the daily coming of the priest, but I would have left all my work between me and you. Therefore, be attentive and leave me free to do what I want in you. Now, who can say how confused I remained at this speaking of Jesus? I remained mute, and from the depth of my heart I repeated, Fiat, Fiat, Fiat.